Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Christ, our life. What is it to have Christ as our life? Well, Paul goes even farther in Colossians to bring us to the eventual stage of having Christ not just as our life, but as our living. Christ as our life brings us to an awareness, a consciousness of his body and our place as members in his body. But Christ as our living brings us to the higher stage of the new man, where Christ is all and in all. Francis Ball is back with us today as we are touching some of the high peaks today from this book of Colossians. Welcome back, Francis.
Thank you very much, Chris, and I'm fastening my seatbelt for this message.
I think that's appropriate. We have a lot of ground that's going to be covered today. I think I should explain a little bit for our listeners. Witness Lee went through the book of Colossians, as he typically did, in successive fashion, and then came back and visited the high points again. And at this point, he was touching his burden and where he really felt that the Lord's burden was in these messages. And we're nearing the end of this life study in Colossians, Francis, but today he's at a high, high point, this matter of the new man. We touched it a little bit earlier on as we were passing through Colossians the first time through. Today, we're going to see a marvelous progression that is presented in Colossians that culminates or issues in the new man. But before we get to that, I'd like to take a moment and have you review a little bit about what we have previously seen regarding the new man, what it is and what it is not. And I think this is maybe more even significant.
Well, first we need to see and realize that the new man is neither an organization, or it's not just a collection of some men meeting together, but it's really a further step in the experience of Christ in a corporate way.
The corporate aspect, Francis, is one that we introduced earlier on when we came through chapter 3. We'll see it today, but it will be, as you said, developed a bit farther today so that it becomes very clearly not something of human organization, just a human assembly of people who agree to agree about certain tenets of the Christian faith, but it is genuinely an organic but corporate entity joining together of God and man in a marvelous way. Let's look at a few verses that we're going to have as a background today. We're mainly focusing in chapter 3. We will touch a little bit from chapter 2 at the beginning. Let me read verse 2 in chapter 2. It says that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Then in verse 19, holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. So here we have the beginning look at our progression, Francis. We first of all see that Christ is the mystery of God, and then a lot takes place in between, bringing us into an enjoyment of Christ, and out of that comes this awareness, this consciousness of him as the head and we as members of the body.
Yes.
And finally, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, our life, is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. That's the verse we read before in chapter 3, verse 4. And in verse 10 of that same chapter, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Let's go to Witness Lee.
I'm so happy in these two chapters, 2 and 3. You have firstly Christ as the mystery of God. Oh, he's the mystery of God. Then he becomes our enjoyment. Could you see the sequence in this portion of the word? Firstly, we enjoy Christ as the reality of all positive things. Now, this issues what? This issues in our body consciousness. And this issues in the body of Christ. Then it goes on that we experience Christ as our life, mysteriously. We have one life with him, we have one living with him, and we have one hiding up with him. Destiny. And we have one glory with him. This is to experience him as what? As life. He is our life. And this experience of life issues in what? A new man. Something further. Not just the body of Christ, but the new man. When we experience him as life so mysteriously, and this issues in what? In the new man. Firstly, dear ones, you have to enjoy Christ as the reality of all positive things.
Amen.
Just experience him. Then go on to live with him.
Amen.
To seek the things which he seeks. He is now in the heavens, the King. He is priesthood. He is there interceding. He is there ministering. He is there administrating. He is there doing a lot of works. He is interceding. He is shepherding all his churches. He is taking care of millions of his saints. He is ministering. He is working there.
Right.
He is busy.
Amen.
He's not only interceding. He's not only ministering the heavenly life supply to all his saints. But he's also administrating. He takes care of the universal administration for God. He's working there. We have to seek this thing.
Francis, we're getting the picture here of a very different Christ than the one perhaps that we picture mentally when we think about Christ in the heavens seated at the right hand of God the Father. We're seeing a very busy, very active Christ who's administrating, interceding, caring for so many things, and all with the intent of bringing into reality this new man that we talked about. Talk about this progression that Paul is showing us.
This is really marvelous, Chris, to see Christ as the mystery of God, even the embodiment of God, and also the reality, as he mentioned, of all the positive things in the universe. We learn by this seeing how to experience him little by little in our daily living, in all of our practices. That means whatever we do, it's a positive thing. It's a picture of Christ being life to us.
Right.
And he progresses being life to us till we have a deeper and a larger realization of how marvelous this Christ is, that he is our life, that we can live by him. This makes us very conscious of the fact that we're the body of Christ. So this kind of experience takes us on step by step until we learn to live with Christ and we learn to experience him as everything to us, as being all things to us. And that kind of realization, living with Christ, then brings us into a realization of the new man. So this is a progressive step of enjoying Christ, not only doctrinally, we know that he's our life, but experientially in all the things of our daily living.
Mm-hmm.
We experience Christ in these kind of ways, like eating and drinking, even clothing and the house we live in. All these things are shadows of Christ. The reality of those things is Christ himself. And when we experience him this way, we certainly know now that we are the body of Christ. He's the head and we're the body. But he takes us on farther to experience him as the new man by showing us that he is everything. And we'll see in the coming portion how Christ becomes everything to us.
Yeah, this message by its nature is one that builds. And I would just encourage our listeners, if you're not quite clear where we're going, that's okay. Keep your belts fastened, as Francis indicated when we began today, because I believe this will become much more clear where we're going, particularly with this matter of the new man. Francis, we're seeing that our enjoyment of Christ in all of these practical things as they relate to our daily life is one level, one stage in this advancement, this progression. But this heavenly activity that he gave us a glimpse of in this last portion right at the end is going to be more the focus as we continue on, because this is very much related to the living of not just Christians, but of this new man. Let's go back to Witness Lee. He's going to pick up now a phrase that he ended on, which was seeking the things which are above. This comes from verses 1 and 2 in Colossians chapter 3. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. Here's Witness Lee once again.
Dear saints, where is Christ today? There in the heavens. What is he doing there? He is interceding for all his churches.
Amen.
And he's ministering the heavenly life supply to all the saints.
Amen.
And he is administrating God's universal government. He's busy. What are you doing here? You just tell me, what are you doing here? You have to seek things above. You have to step on to another level to enjoy Christ as your life. You have to live with Christ. You have to have the same living. Christ today is living in the heavens. And his living is to what? Is to intercede for his churches.
Amen.
And his living is to minister the heavenly life supply. Sorry to say, the only thing is this, he's ministering there. But most of the Christians here on this earth do not respond. We all know today, in the air, full of radios, full of electrical waves. But sorry, in my simple home, we don't have any radios. Now, this doesn't mean in the air there's no radio.
Right.
Lots of radios there, but we don't have the receiver. Christ in the heavens praying, ministering, administrating, but the poor Christian don't have any receiver.
Amen.
This is the real situation. Right. But by his mercy,
Amen.
At least many have set up the receivers
Amen.
To receive the heavenly electrical wave.
Amen.
When Christ is praying, you realize you have to pray.
Amen.
That means you are living together with Christ. You and he have the same kind of living. You and he live together. He prays, you pray also. This is to seek things above, to have the same living as he has. This kind of living with Christ issues the new man. The new man. If you and I are such a person, having Christ, taking Christ as our life, seeking things on the above in this way, hallelujah, hallelujah. All the lustful sins will be put off, and even the old man will be put off. Not only so positively, a new man will be on us. Hallelujah. So what? So the new man comes out.
Francis, okay, we have this phrase, seek the things which are above, set your mind on the things which are above. And the above here, as we saw in context, is all of this activity going on in the heavenly ministry of Christ, his active ministry, interceding, administrating in God's universal government from the throne. And he used an analogy that we touched a couple of weeks ago of a radio as a receiver. Of course, all of God's people, all born-again ones, have this internal heavenly radio. But if it's not tuned and if it's not switched on, a radio doesn't do us much good, does it?
No, I should say not. And there's something going on in the heavenlies we need to set our mind on, as he mentioned. And that because that setting our mind on it opens up our receiver. And our receiver is our spirit.
Right.
And there's a certain mysterious transmission going on from the heavenly work that Christ is doing in the heavens in us. That is a receiving on our part, and it's a transmission on his part. But if we don't exercise our receiver, if we don't tune our receiver, we have no way of receiving that transmission. So today, many of God's people are really short of that transmission because they haven't learned about their receiver, and they haven't realized how they can tune in and can adjust their receiver to receive this transmission. And this is a step further in our realization and our experience of Christ as life, because he's transmitting all that he's doing there for our cooperation in responding to him and receiving this transmission from him.
When we were in Hebrews, we saw this heavenly ministry, the aspect of him as the intercessor. And Witness Lee referred to it here. Pick up this point for just a moment, if you would, about his praying being matched on earth by our praying, if we're really attuned.
Oh, that is marvelous. That if we are really in tune with the heavenly life of Christ in our spirit, then we really can echo and even pray with the praying that Christ is doing in the heavens. Where he's interceding there, we're interceding with him here on earth. That is a marvelous mystery, but it's a very real experience.
It's really the coordination of these two, the heavenly with the earthly, which is our part, is the reality of this new man, isn't it?
That's right. And that's really a privilege that Christians have, to cooperate with the heavenly ministry of Christ for his interceding and for his administrating.
Francis, we read earlier verse 10 in chapter 3, and have put on the new man. Verse 11 says, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. In this new man, Christ not only desires to be, but he insists on being everything. Let's go to Witness Lee.
Now, I must say a further word. In this new man, Christ is every member. In this new man, there cannot be Greek nor Jew. In other words, in this new man, there cannot be Texans and Yankees. No, there cannot be. There cannot be East Coasters or West Coasters. No coasters. There cannot be. You see? There cannot be any Californians. No, cannot be.
Amen.
There cannot be. No possibility. And the Greek expression here implies there cannot be any room for any Greek, for any Jew. No room. In the new man, there's no room for any American, any British. There's no room in the new man for any Japanese, nor any Chinese. This is the bread and meat. No room for Jew, for Greek, for circumcision, religious people. No room for uncircumcision, non-religious people. No room for barbarians, uncultured people. No room for Scythians, the most uncultured people. And no room for slave. No room for freemen. No room for any social rank. No room. No room for any nationality. No room for any race. You see? No room for culture or uncultured people. No room for any social rank. But Christ, listen, is all the members. Christ is all the members.
Amen.
Why? Because you and I, we all take Christ as our life.
Amen.
We all live him. I don't live myself. Neither you. Hallelujah. Sisters, none of you lives yourself. Am I right? We all are living Christ. Christ is our life. Christ is our living. Hallelujah. So what? So, no Greek, no Jew, but Christ. Isn't this wonderful?
Amen.
This is to enjoy Christ, not only as the reality of all necessities, but also as life. He is our life. Oh, we live with him. We do not live aimlessly. The new man is here. Hallelujah. The new man is here. I cannot organize a new man, but I surely can, by God's ministry, to minister something to you that you would leave Christ. You would take Christ as your life, then spontaneously a good thing will come out. That is the wonderful new man. You all have to realize the wonderful new man is God's heart. Desire. This is all together what God wants. This is what God planned to have. God created the whole universe for this. God accomplished redemption for this. God accomplished the new creation also for this. God's preaching of the gospel is for this. Everything's for this. For what? For to have you. I tell you, I'm happy. Now is the time for God to have this new man.
Francis, this is God's desire. The preaching of the gospel is for this. Everything is for this. The earth is for this. Man is for this. The universe is for this. This new man. How new of a thought is this to most believers, do you think?
Oh, I believe this is brand new. To most believers, I believe this is really new because this is experiential to the most subjective degree.
Yeah.
That we could live Christ and we could be living with Christ. It's not as though we don't exist and only Christ exists, although it makes it sound like that because he said there's no room for anyone, either Greek or Jew or me or you.
Right.
There's no room for anyone, only Christ. He is our life. And when we learn to live him in this kind of way, and we live not only by him, but we live with him, it seems we're living, but actually Christ is living, and we are living with him. In full cooperation with him, with the same goal, the same purpose, the same desire to have the one new man on the earth. Now, this is the most marvelous goal there could be on this earth, that Christ would be expressed in a corporate group of people who live together with him, one life, one person, so that whatever is being expressed is God himself in Christ living in us.
Francis, there's a natural thought that somewhat parallels this. It seems about the same, but in reality it's altogether different, and that is that I would say it's a kind of an ecumenical thought. Well, in the new man, there's room for everyone. There's room for this kind and that kind, and we don't discriminate. We welcome everyone. But really, the word is quite specific, isn't it? It says where there cannot be.
Yes, right.
Any of these cultural, national, racial, personal distinctions. There's only room for Christ here, isn't there?
That's right. It's not an American people or an English people or a Chinese people or a Japanese people. Actually, if we cling to that identity ourselves, we're through with the new man. Hmm. So we really have the privilege of living in one accord with one life being lived out in us as a corporate group of people. And that life is Christ himself. Our living of him is our living in cooperation with him and in full fellowship with him, so that this one living is just Christ himself in his body as the new man. So this is the progression we've seen.
Well, Francis, I have no confidence that our fellowship has done this kind of speaking proper justice. We really pray that the Lord would shine in the hearts of all of his people.
Yes.
And to consider these verses, to consider this matter before the Lord, to really see what is here. It takes more than you and I are able to bring to it. It really takes the Lord shining, doesn't it?
That's right. It takes more than this message, too, to even see it. So they need to get the printed material.
That's just where I was going, and you anticipated it. So I appreciate that. Appreciate your being here today, Francis. This was very enjoyable.
Thank you very much.
For Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening today.